Hi, my name is Grace. I'm here with Allie, and I'm going to tell her about how my plans to study abroad changed a lot when it came down to the application process. So I've always wanted to go abroad. It's been something I've looked forward to what feels like my entire life. But when it came down to the time to apply, it was still the height of the COVID pandemic, and it didn't look like I was going to be able to go study in Panama like I wanted. My intention was to be immersed in a Spanish-speaking country and to pick up some courses that I could transfer back to Elon. But as I was deciding that Panama was looking like it wasn't going to work for me, I was actually in Burlington, Vermont with my family over the summer. It was my first time in the city, and I want you to picture like a clear, sunny day, a comfortable 78 degrees. We drove through the beautiful old University of Vermont and then down the hill through some quaint neighborhoods with colorful old houses to a city with a wide pedestrian walkway full of happy faces, shops, and restaurants, and all the way down the hill to a big grassy park that overlooked Lake Champlain with the Adirondack Mountains in the background. And I considered what it would be like if I had gone to school at the University of Vermont or UVM instead of Elon. And I was curious if I would have gone down the same life path that I'm on today if I had gone there. And so it was at that moment where I was asking myself, like, why don't students study at different American universities? We're always hopping across the pond and going as far as we can to have a cultural and global experience. But I was thinking how different Burlington, Vermont, and Burlington, North Carolina were, and if that would be a more attainable experience, since many of the countries that I was considering to study abroad in were not letting Americans visit. So I decided that I would go back to school in August and ask around for help. So I started with my advisor, and she said, I will support you, but this is not something I've ever done before, and I'm not really sure how it's going to work. And I didn't really know what would happen either. I mean, there was no path for me to follow to get what I wanted, so I had to figure it out. So then I went to the Global Education Center and I asked about Study USA, and they said that wouldn't quite work because that doesn't exist at the University of Vermont. So then I went to the registrar and they were saying that I would have to withdraw from Elon and reapply, and I was really nervous about that because I wasn't sure if I'd be readmitted, and that was a whole big process that I didn't really want to deal with. So I kept on pushing and asking if this is possible and for someone to please make it possible, because many of my peers could not leave the country and go other places. But I was so convinced that I wanted to have a culturally different experience and to take time away from Elon. So I kept on pushing, and eventually I got accepted to take a leave of absence, and I was accepted to the University of Vermont to study there. And then the ball just kept rolling. So I worked on picking my classes that I would take at UVM. And I was so excited by the variety of options for environmental science majors, which is what I'm studying here at Elon. And then I needed to find housing. And I went to some Facebook groups, which was really interesting. And I was nervous because I didn't really know anyone who was there, but I needed to find some place to live and maybe just to sublet, since it was only going to be for a semester. And I eventually found what I was looking for on Craigslist and moved in with these three girls who I'd never met before. And I registered for my classes in January, and then I left at the end of the month. And it was amazing. Being there was so fascinating to continue to compare two American universities, two cities named Burlington, and I drew lots of comparisons between the two because there were so many cultural differences. Like, Burlington, North Carolina has so many fast food chains, and Vermont has like none. Vermont does not permit billboard signs, and if you drive down Interstate 40, there are too many to count. And even like student interests were different, and weekend hobbies were different, and political attitudes. So I was picking up on lots of these differences, and it was great to have such open roommates who were willing to talk about all those things. And it was unique that they were seniors too, because they were also in this kind of reflective state thinking about their experience there. And it helped me also process everything that was new and different. And I did things I'd never done before. Like, I skied on a school day because the mountain was only an hour away from campus. And in the end, I definitely feel like I gained a better understanding of the types of people that live in this country. And an appreciation for how culturally different every state and every pocket of culture there is here. And I feel like if I had gone to Panama, I would have totally overlooked that. And I think my Panama experience will come one day, but I'm really glad that I was able to witness and participate in this more localized cultural experience. It made me more curious about more types of people and other differences within the same country and how diverse, like, this one group of people that's really many, many groups of people can be.